MacBites headquarters. Day, are we all ready for this? Are we sure we're all ready for this? I never thought the day would come, but clearly it has. It is. Shall we have a drum roll? Day 300. How are we all doing? Crazy, crazy beans, honestly. How did this happen? 300 days. I remember talk about, do you think we'll make 20? I think that was Jonathan. Anyway, how are we all doing? Let me know in the chat where I am venturing right now. Hello, Jonathan. Oh, I'm liking those emojis. Oh, yes. Nicely done. Oh, didn't want them that well done. Ah, right. It's some. I don't think I'm seeing all of the chat here. I'm going to refresh the chat. Yes, I'm missing stuff. It's weird, this. I've got Jonathan talking about 10 minutes, but I hadn't seen the one about the steaks. Ah, 10 minutes. Right, excellent. We'll see you shortly then. You don't want them that well done. We like them well done, but we're heathens, apparently. Like everything else we do, it's worthy of criticism, isn't it, Mike? Oh, hello, Tracy. How are you doing? I might be partaking of some of that rather nice treat you sent during the show later. I haven't eaten much today, have I, actually?
No.
No, I felt rather rough this morning. Well, when I say morning, obviously. Morning to me.
You had a very, very nice dinner.
I did. Yes. I did. Mike made a rather nice omelette-y thing. I say omelette-y thing because I don't think we do omelette in the traditional omelette way.
No.
But I like it.
Well, I do, until you turn it over and then it becomes a bit paella-ish.
Oh, I clearly need to check Slack because I've not seen about a car accident.
No, it was in the WhatsApp group. The Brooklands group.
Oh, right. Well, I have not checked that either. I'm terribly behind. I hope everybody's okay, Tracy. Right.
It was Tracy's son. He swerved to avoid a street sign that had been knocked down and it damaged the car. And it bounced up and hit the back.
Do you know, it's always somebody else, isn't it?
But he's okay, Tracy says.
As long as he's okay. But, you know, that's a lot of grief.
Yeah.
And when you've got car incidents like that, you've then got to mingle with people, which right now, you know, not the best idea. Or because somebody else knocked it over. It's beginning to sound like Bollard Gate.
Just don't give your... Don't tell him not to give his phone number out.
Oh, no, don't.
The insurance.
Under no circumstance ever give your phone number out. Do you know, actually, if you ever do have a car accident, it's probably going to be worth your while to pay for one of those, I don't know what they're called, shared cost line things, shared revenue lines.
Yeah.
Basically an 0870 yeah. number. And give them that. And then every time they ring you to say if you had a car accident, you make money out of it. I would not give my number, not after that fiasco with Mike. Oh, and it was during a snowstorm on top of everything else. Oh, dear.
I will show you the pictures.
As long as he is all right, he's probably shaken at least. Oh, the world just goes crazy. Can you move your microphone so I can see it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What is it with cars these days where they just seem to collapse? I remember watching a programme and they were saying that car design had changed. So in the event that a car hits a pedestrian, the car kind of collapses and the pedestrian's fine, which is fine as long as you're not the driver and the person not in the wrong and now your car's collapsed on you. This is why cars get written off for very little. And yet they never used to. They used to fix them.
True. I do like the snow though, Tracy.
You've got more snow than we have.
You sent a video of some snow earlier.
You never have too many videos of snow. I do hope he's okay. I hope they catch the idiot that it hit it the first time. Fancy leaving it. I mean, you'd stay with it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's like Tracy says here. Whoever knocked down the road sign couldn't be bothered to drag it off the road.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You make it safe, at least. I know my dad was paranoid. And I was, how old was I? 19. So I can understand him being paranoid. But one of the things that he put in my car... you know, for longer journeys when I was going to university and back, was, you know, the warning triangle.
Yeah.
I've never known anybody who's actually read the instructions on the warning triangle. But he wasn't satisfied with putting one warning triangle in. Oh, no, I had about half a dozen. I'll just put this extra one in. I swear to God, you could have seen me from Mars if I'd have actually ever broken down. The worst thing that ever happened, I was still mobile. That was when I got hit by those fence posts. So I could actually still drive. So I was very lucky at that. The only other one was that... I did break down, didn't I? In Cristleton.
That when I came out and got you?
Yeah, everybody came out to rescue me. My dad came over, you came over. And the other one was where the tyre went, where I was going around the one-way system in Sale. Nearly ended up through a shop window. But I was okay. I was okay, being incredibly lucky. But who does that and doesn't make it safe? Even if you'd have just put like one of my many warning triangles on it, just make it safe. Oh. What if they weren't capable of lifting it off the road and the person they called help wasn't there yet? Well, true, but you'd stay with it because somebody could have killed themselves. You can't leave that across the road in the middle of a snowstorm. You'd stay with it. I guess, was it movable? What would I have done? Probably tied it to the back of the car and done it that way if necessary. Because guess what? I also had 14 tow ropes. Do you know, there was a wonder there was room for me in my car by the time my dad had finished. You never know, you might need this, you might need this, you might need this. And I'm like, yeah, but Dad, what is it? Oh. Hello, Pete. How you doing? Have you had your jab yet? Rachel has had her jab. It was the Pfizer one, wasn't it?
It was.
Yes. Oh, and Mike's mum's had her jab. Traitor, wasn't she?
Mm.
She also had the Pfizer one. Have they got too many Pfizer vaccines at the moment? Oh, but Kath didn't have her second. Got cancelled. Very short notice on that as well. So I think she had Pfizer, the first one. Heaven knows what she'll get next time. We'll see. No jabs yet. Oh, for crying out loud. I mean, I know they've given a jab, haven't they? And this is very unusual that we know. To the Queen and Prince Philip. Where are they going? Could Pete not have had those? Because where are they going? Why do they need a jab? She's not going out. She's not doing anything. And he's retired. So I really don't see why they were top of the list, apart from their age. I would pass that along. Pass that along to somebody in more need than they are, clearly. Saw it lying in the road, swerved to avoid it, slapstick-like. He caught it, it rose up and walloped the rear end of the car. He'll now have to take it to the body shop for repairs. It does look quite serious, the damage, though, doesn't it? You're upset about them not following the protocols. Why bother with the science if you don't follow it? Totally agree, Kim. Totally agree. I mean, I think there is a legal contract, isn't there? If you perform something, then there's a legal obligation. That first jab was accepted on the basis there'd be a second one in 3 weeks, and now she hasn't even got a date. So we'll get round to you whenever. I mean, what do you do in 3 months if you're thinking, well, it's been 3 months and they've not contacted me? Because they're saying, don't contact us, we'll contact you, we're far too busy. I can see people missing out on the second one. Mind you, given that nurse had the first one, and was told she was immune after 7 days, and no, 10 days, and then caught COVID and gave it to all her family. There are no words for all of this. I'm going to stay well out of it. I am well down the pecking order. I may see a vaccine sometime in 2022. Possibly. Somebody my age on the TV did that and got told it'd be December 2022. And I thought, given the population, how do you work that out? Because the rate they're going, everybody should be done by this Christmas. But who knows? Who knows? We'll find out. Oh, hello, Renee. Your job is planned somewhere the end of February. Oh, you're way ahead of me. Way ahead. And Pete's looking forward to the Queen doing the ward round. Hope her prescribing is up to scratch. Well, she'd certainly have it safer than you, wouldn't she? That's just ridiculous. I can't understand why they're not doing the health staff. Because if you guys are ill, the hospitals are already stretched. Why are they giving it to anybody but the first line people? I don't get it. Clearly, I'm never going to make it big in politics, am I, Mike? Thankfully. Who's actually making these decisions like that? Do you just have none to give out, Pete? Or is it just that, you know, they've taken against you personally? I can't understand that. I know Jonathan's mum's had one. Jonathan's mum had her first one. They're thinking of doing the same with the vaccine over there. Oh, so you get your first one and then your second one sometime never. That approach. the new approach. A normal form would be to ring the local police and warn them the sign was knocked over. Well, that would make at least sense, wouldn't it? It's a shame they don't have sensors in them that they can tell. Because they put things on the top of ours that are to save on electric. So they're kind of solar powered. But they also can receive messages. So it would make sense in the event one was damaged that it kind of phoned back home and said, I'm damaged, come and get me. It wouldn't take that much these days. CQ, Deb, CQ, how are you? That's what I was saying, Tracy. To just leave it, who in the right mind? They could also do with cameras, so we know who did that. But I think it could be like just a natural instinct, self-preservation. Oh my, I've hit it. I don't want to be responsible. And they leg it. Because round here, we've had two people going to the bollards and four people going to various walls locally. And of those, three of them just legged it. One of them left behind their number plate, so they weren't difficult to follow. Can you imagine getting home and thinking, oh, I got away with that, and then getting out and your number plate's missing? Yeah, because it's wrapped around the fence, the one that you knocked down. Police went round there. Now you see Holland have got it right. All healthcare workers are first in line. Makes total sense. Who should be at the back of the queue? Politicians. Politicians. But I can't see that happening. Half of the ones in America have already had it, haven't they? That's the new president's plan. Oh, he's barking then, clearly. Ah, but you see, Kim, he's had his, hasn't he? So now he's all right. He's pulled the ladder up. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Exactly, Jonathan. It is just pure logic. If the healthcare workers fall ill, one, while they're infectious but unaware, they could be infecting other health workers. In the end, we'll end up with no health workers. So why they weren't front of the queue? I think the thing, what sticks in my mind with Boris was him saying, care homes first, care homes first. And I think that's because of the criticism he got last time. But that criticism, what happened in the care homes was because you sent people out of hospital, COVID positive, didn't tell the care homes and shoved them in there. So, of course, there was a care home calamity. But the frontline health workers, it's a no-brainer. In fact, it could even go beyond health workers. If delivery staff can't deliver food, then more people will go out for food and then that will cause a problem. So just prioritise those who are first-line workers. Frontline workers should just be at the top of the queue. Medics first, I'll grant you, but any frontline worker who's doing a fantastic job out there, don't send them out with nothing but a paper mask and say it'll be fine, because it won't. And I would love to know if Boris has had it and all his cronies. Not that we'll ever find out. At least America's got that right. Healthcare workers first. What vaccines have you got at the moment, though? We've got three. So the last one to be approved was the Moderna. I'd love to know on what basis you get which one, if there's a choice. I mean, if there's no choice, fair enough. But if there's a choice, how are they making that decision? Is it a clinical thing or is it just potluck? Hello, Sarah. Did you get your mail tonight? Should definitely have got your mail. Sent out half an hour before the show. Boris shouldn't get it until the end, as he should have some immunity from his illness. Well, I know Hancock, who is the health secretary, allegedly, was giving blood samples so they could test how long the antibodies lasted. Boris, I'm not sure. They've not said. So I would say we'll wait and see, but what's the point? Because they'll only lie. I really do have no faith left in them at all. And what's getting me is the first lockdown, because this is lockdown three, the sequel. The first lockdown, it was pretty quiet for the first 3 weeks. But there's still traffic going around outside here. What are they doing? It doesn't feel anything like lockdown one. I did see some stats today. Who else saw the stats? It was statistics from, I'm presuming, Google and Apple and the Maps app, and the fact of how much people are out and about. It was on the news, I think. And basically, they're ignoring it. Oh, here you go. Anti-lockdown protesters heckled as idiots as police make arrests. Where's this? London. Surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise. So that must have happened today. There we go. Oh, we've had another over 1,000 deaths. So we're over 80,000 now. Oh, those two women I mentioned who went for a walk, only they didn't. They went for a 5-mile car drive separately, then got out and then had a walk. They forced the police to review the situation. They just shouldn't be out. There's observing the letter of the law, and then there's the sentiment of it. And when over 1,000 people are dying a day, do you really need to go out, get your Starbucks and go for a 5-mile drive to have a 5-minute walk? They describe what happened to them as heavy-handed police response to what they thought was a legal country walk. I could pass an opinion on that, but I'd probably be taken off air if I did. Not the sentiment of it. Not at all. Oh, there's loads of stuff on here, but usually about idiocy that's going on. There you go. I don't know when Boris will get his. I wonder if we'll be told, but I wouldn't trust them anyway. It could be the last one he has, not the first one. But that's where we're up to with that. Are you allowed to walk out in the country during lockdown? Well, this is the problem, Kim. No one's actually said yes or no. What they've said is you can exercise locally. But what does locally mean? Now, what these girls did was they went separately, two separate cars. They went to a Starbucks, presumably a drive-thru, because they're not open. They each got a cup of coffee, and then they drove the 5 miles up to this park. They get out and are surrounded by what could only be described as a SWAT team. And they said they were just taking their constitutional exercise. But they were saying if you have to drive, the police's argument was, if you have to drive 5 miles to do it, that's not local. I mean, we had little things like this last time, but this feels contrived because these women were Instagram perfect in terms of their makeup and their poses for these pictures. Absolutely Instagram perfect. So I think they were probably, trust me, the way that they were made up did not look like they were heading out for a little bit of a walk. It looked like they were going onto the catwalk. So the police's argument is 5 miles from home via a car journey is not local, but you can go out to walk, just not 5 miles away. Were they socially distanced? Well, that's what they said to the police. That's why they'd taken two cars and they intended to be more than 2 metres apart. But I think you have to consider the sentiment of the law. And if you're driving 5 miles to go to this park for a walk, you're parking your car near other people's houses. Would you be happy if people decided that they wanted to go for a walk 5 miles from their house, but they dumped all their cars outside your house? And I think in that case, you'd probably say not. I mean, we have cars outside here permanently. People are so darn rude, but it's not illegal, so you can't say anything. But when it comes to delivery time on a Saturday or Sunday night, sometimes they're parking like 50 metres away and having to walk with it all because other people are parked right outside our house. They don't want to park their cars outside their houses because their houses are on a main road. And like the bollards and Tracy's post, they're scared that their cars will get damaged. So they park it outside our house. And like I've said to Mike, sooner or later, someone's going to come flying around that corner and go clean into them. And as long as they don't knock their car into our wall, I don't care. You shouldn't be parked there. You literally shouldn't be parked there because there's a line down the middle of the road. And where there is a line down the middle of the road from a T-junction, you shouldn't park. It means it's a no parking zone, but nobody takes any notice. You can't really run walk on a road. People are doing that here, Pete. I mean, we used to have a lot more green space than we have now. So I think I don't think you'd have an option here. I mean, if you decided you were driving from here to Donamassi, which is probably, well, it's probably about 4 miles as the crow flies, but, you know, if you actually have to drive it, probably about 6 or 7. I don't think that's really in keeping with the spirit. And again, Donamassi is near other people's houses. So for you to dump your car near other people's houses and be walking around in their air, it wouldn't please me. I just think you can do that round here. What Mike does when he's taking Lola in the evening, when you do find people jogging, either he or they will walk into the middle of the road to let the other person pass. But that only works when there's less traffic than there is now. And given the fact everywhere is shut apart from shops and they're probably going to close at 8, where are these people going? And what are they doing? You're not even supposed to mingle with other households, but that's what's happening. I'm wondering whether they'll ever see the back of this. Will the vaccine sort the thing out totally in the end? Or will it be another 3 years? Because the way they're going, it feels like it'll be forever. Within 20 yards of a T-junction. That's probably about right. That's probably about the length of this white line up the middle of the road. So it's a T-junction right outside our house. And people are parking within maybe 4 yards of the T-junction. The thing is, if somebody came around the corner, it's too late to see them. So they shouldn't be parked there. No one should be parked anywhere further near the T-junction than our neighbours. So because after the 20 metres, you've got our driveway. So you can't park there. Then you've got the next door's driveway. Can't park there. So outside their house is the first place that you should be able to park. But the other thing that they do, because it's a really narrow road, they park on the pavement. So we've got the most we have. There's 8 houses in the road. There's actually only 4 that face the road. The other 4 are the 4 corners. But there are 8 houses on this road, numbered 1 to 8. The most I saw, the most I could count, there were 17 cars outside. Now, we've got 2, but ours aren't outside, so you can discount us. So from 7 houses, there were 17 cars. They're not all from our houses, clearly. They're from other people on the main road. It's rude before you go any further. But it's also downright dangerous. There is a traffic light. Not a traffic light, a street lamp. But they seem to be turned down at the moment, which would make sense because people shouldn't be out anyway. Maybe we should just turn them off. Might dissuade people. It's pretty dark. You could miss that car and you could hit it. It's only going to be a matter of time. There you go. The vaccine will never sort it out completely. Look at the measles outbreaks each year. True, but I guess that never goes away either, does it? But now, Tracy hasn't heard of a measles outbreak as long as she can remember. Every child's vaccinated, only contraindicated or not. We are getting to the point here where the anti-vaxxers are making an impact. I think we have had a couple of outbreaks, but not as bad as the States. Much less impact than that. Oh, Kim drives to Walk Hever because it's safer and you can distance better from other people than in your little neighbourhood where you can't get much walking. People are quite considerate if they're out walking here. They will cross over. And Mike would do the same. So, yes, they were accused of having a picnic. They said something about, I think they wanted to use the fact they'd got a drink as like, that they were going out for exercise. And when they mentioned it, the policeman said, makes it worse, that's a picnic. Does a picnic have to have a blanket? This is what it's come to. This is what life has come to. Instead of pondering the big things in life, you're pondering, is it a picnic if there's no blanket? Does a picnic mean you have to sit down? One thing they were doing during, I think it was lockdown one, they were moving people on from the benches in Brighton on the seafront. I mean, there was one person sat on a bench and they said, move along. The thing is, people just seem to be really... They just try and push it, you know, as if, oh, aren't I clever? I'm going to push it. It's not in the sentiment of it. If they want to go out for a little trot somewhere not local to them with a Starbucks in hand, I've got an idea. Here's a brush in the other hand. Go to the local hospital and do the cleaning. How comfortable do you feel now? Because, you know, that's not illegal either. You could do that. but they wouldn't want to do that. They're just trying to push it. I'll try and get a picture of them. They just look Insta-ready to me. Now we've got our 5 minutes of fame. I don't think anybody would look that made up just going out for a walk. Let's see if I can find it. Oh, I can see a picture of where they went walking. I can also see how many police were involved. It's not the best shot of them, to be honest. When am I going to get another one? Somewhere like the Mirror, probably. Daily Mirror. Oh, joy. I'm actually looking at the Daily Mirror. This is what it's come to. Is that the Mirror? That's the one. Do we have one in there? Oh, good grief. Adverts, adverts, adverts. Block, block, block. I don't see one. Crying out loud, there must be one. There's plenty of the Queen talking all about a vaccination. There's three policemen talking to a guy sat on a bench. There you go. No, I don't see one on there either. Do you remember we had a conversation yesterday about a woman who had one laptop and eight children? I don't know if this is the same one, but we've now got a single mother of eight trapped in a bedroom after she tested positive for coronavirus. She's leaving her children downstairs to fend for themselves. Oh, good grief, it'll be like Home Alone. Now I can't find a thing of this. These women. I've got one that's not bad, but the other picture that they had of these, I'll put it in. What isn't worth it, Pete? It was a studio shot, honest to God it was. But that's the full story. They were walking at a reservoir 5 miles from home. They were stopped by police and fined £200 each. Derbyshire police said the exercise was not in the spirit of the lockdown, but then later on they had to say they would review the guidance. But, you know, something like that happens and everybody thinks, oh, great, it's a free-for-all. It was Fourmark Reservoir, Bendalls Bay. Doesn't actually look somewhere I'd fancy going for a walk. But the next thing you'll see, you'll find 500 people up there all claiming that they can do that. Hello, Paul. How are you doing?
Here you come.
Are you coming in, girl? Gonna say hello. 300th show. Does this mean special treats, Mummy? She's not sure. What's the matter? What?
Lid.
Yes, I lost the lid.
Oh, I thought you found it.
I did, but then now I've lost it again.
Oh.
He's just pointing at a bottle here that hasn't got a lid. There you go. Are you happy now?
She might knock it over.
She might.
In a quest for treats.
Is it Lola treat quest time?
Yeah, what should we have?
What should we have?
Those are the chicken sticks.
Right, well, we'll save those. We'll save those. We need a dentist stick.
We've got COVID sticks.
Oh, COVID sticks. And COVID test coming up. Still not got COVID, they're vile. Oh, she smelt them. She's over.
She's had a good game of football.
Did you win? She's saying nothing because she's eating. Is it going to be Wendy tonight?
No idea. Whoever it is, we won't be snogging them, will we?
No, we won't be getting close, Lola.
No.
Lola's rather overly friendly with folk. Come on, I've got a piece. Oh, look at that. Are you going to say hello? She said hello to your mother, didn't she? Very vocally. Oh, bless. There we go. Now, I haven't got the dentist sticks. I mean, you're always allowed a dentist stick. A virtual course. It'll be over before, but see you then, Jonathan. See you then. Basically, there are a few anti-vaxxers. Your child can't attend state or state-funded school unless they're vaccinated. Medically contraindicated, excepted. Those can rely on herd immunity. That's how it used to be here, Tracy, but the anti-vaxxers have had their say, I think we would say. She's not had Tracy's treats yet. We're saving that, aren't we? Now, where's your dentist stick?
Here.
She's looking very bemused. Oh, if you smell Tracy's, because they smell gorgeous. They are way better than your other ones, aren't they? They'll have to be saved, those. We might have one of those tomorrow. What have I got? Can you say hello? She's gone mute, hasn't she? Come on.
Well, she wasn't mute downstairs.
No, good girl. High fives for the treat. And a little jump. Oh, she's got a dentist stick and she's off. It's so funny with those dentist sticks. The dentist sticks are the biggest ones. And they're supposed to help her teeth. So that's why she has these dentist sticks. No, we're saving Tracy. She can have Tracy's treats when we're having Tracy's treats. It was a little bit late last night to be having Tracy's treats. And I haven't felt the best today, to be honest. So we'll probably have, maybe during the show tonight, with a nice cup of tea, maybe. Or tomorrow, one or the other. Because I'm now behind. I've got this feeling I've been behind since the year started, Mike.
I've been behind since I was born.
You're waiting for Lola to turn her nose up. No, she won't. Tracy, trust me, she won't. I guarantee she won't. Has she turned her nose up at anything? Apart from healthy stuff, obviously.
Hummus.
Oh, she didn't like the hummus. No, she wasn't keen on the hummus. I don't think she has she?
No.
No, I'm sure she'll find them absolutely gorgeous. Kiva takes her treats to her bed to eat. She prances on the bed. She takes them out of the room. But the thing is, she's a crazy dog. If she deems the treat is a good treat, you know, a valuable big treat, she will disappear out of the room with it. And she'll curl around it and she'll enjoy that. But if the treat's like what she considers to be a small treat, she'll eat that in here and then demand another one. She's just crazy. So the ones that are big treats are dentist sticks. Some used to be rodeo sticks, but she's kind of veered with those in here now, hasn't she? And the Jumbones.
The Jumbones, yeah.
She likes the Jumbones. Now, Jumbones come in two sizes. There's the size that we get her, which is a smaller one, and there's a bigger one.
There is a massive one downstairs.
There is a massive one, but, you know, she would treat that massive one as the same as one of the small ones. So she might as well have two of the small ones and think she's getting more.
And she'd wonder where the next day, why she wasn't getting a big one.
I know. So we don't get huge, huge Jumbones.
They're Nina's just Jumbones. Asked...
Yeah.
And this is in the 196 group.
Mm.
To Kath, just out of interest, how did you get your COVID vaccine done, Kath? I'd have thought a needle was the answer.
I think she means, how did Kath get to the top of the queue? But Kath's with Joe, and yeah. Joe's clinically vulnerable. She's a teacher.
And Joe works in a care home.
So I'm assuming it's that. We see people already trying to jump the queue. Do you know, if I have to stay here in this room till Christmas to keep Pete and people like him safe, I will.
That's like asking how Rachel had hers done.
I know. Well, now Rachel's got hers done. Nina obviously wants to get out. That's just shocking. You can read, see through it, can't you? Read between the lines. What Nina's actually saying is, how can I get one?
I want to go to Brownlee Farm with Rachel.
Stay home altogether now. Read a book.
Everywhere's shut, though. Yeah, Brownlee Farm's shut. The Sam Brooks around the corner's shut.
If you're on the front line and you've had your jab, then technically speaking, you're marginally safer than you are without it. But if you are not on the front line, so basically you're sat at home, when you've had your jab, because I saw the brochure they gave Rachel, which was complete farce, she's a nurse, but said, you know, you're a little bit safer, but stay at home.
Did she get a sticker?
I've no idea if she got a sticker.
I'd be brave.
Oh, dear. Hello, Simon. Thank you. Happy 300th. Yes, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Kiva takes her treats to bed.
Yes. I said Lola takes hers outside.
Lola did in the early days take a treat into bed.
Was this before she destroyed the bed?
No, I'm talking about our bed.
Oh, yes, the crumbs. I remember it well. Hmm. Oh, yeah, but she's a good girl. She's a good girl. Like, apart from when she makes the bed wet. When she finds a patch on the bed and it's, I'll just lick this till it's dripping wet. But she didn't do that last night. She was a good girl last night. You are first in for tomorrow. Excellent. Jonathan's just vacated. So you can take first spot for tomorrow. There you go. Just hang about and stick it in there. You'll be fine. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. So what have we been doing tech-wise, Mike?
What have we been doing tech-wise? Mm. I've been filling in a spreadsheet with songs for tonight.
Oh, yes. Songs for tonight. True. Oh, yes. Talking of which, I need to make sure I've got at least the first few keyed up. I haven't got anything keyed up right now. Naughty me.
And I think I listened to a bit of Robbie.
Oh, yes, I did a special show. If you were with us last week on Brooklyn's By Request and you heard the confession from Lisa, you'll know why today we had a two-hour Robbie Williams special, which she enjoyed immensely. The subject tonight is Australia.
Australia.
We've got a classic one from Frank, haven't we?
There
is this singer, I think it operetta, called Peter Dawson. And he has a huge fan in Tony. Frank, less so. But even Frank has picked a Peter Dawson song tonight because he's Australian. But you can find quite a lot, can't you? So what were you going to go in with, Mike?
Advance Australia Fair.
Oh, right, so I've got to find
which
that.
Which Tracy first actually requested, but it's the National Anthem.
Oh, well, the National Anthem and Tracy, then.
They did actually change one line last week.
Did they?
Yeah, to be more inclusive.
Oh.
But this is actually the Seekers version, and I've got a little story about the Seekers, but I will leave that until we get to By Request.
Right, I'm putting...
But you're all welcome to join us. I hope you're going to join us, Sarah, like you did last week.
Oh, it's party time.
And if you want to put any requests in, that is absolutely fine. Stick them in the chat here, or stick them in the chat in Brooklyn's, which I'll go and open in a minute. Men at Work songs, yes. We've got about half a dozen people requested Down Under. So...
You're going to have to... The trios are going to be tricky.
Yeah, the trios are going to be sort of split, and we'll just play it once rather than playing the same song half a dozen times.
Oh, I think we might have to finish with it, though.
We could finish with it, yeah.
We could.
So we could play it twice. Paul's in Sydney says, good start to the show, guys. One of the songs I've picked for the fourth song is If Only I Could, Sydney Youngblood.
Sydney.
So I've gone through a few Australian cities. Yeah, so I'll dedicate that one to you, Paul.
Can I just say, Mike, steer away from Victoria or you'll be playing Victoria Beckham.
No, I have picked a Victoria one.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Victoria Wood.
Oh,
Barry and Frieda.
Oh, fabulous.
Up There, Kazali is already in there, Paul. It was requested by one of our other Aussie friends. So, yeah, I will add your name to that. It's going to be late on.
Which will be a better time anyway.
Which will be a better time for you, yeah. Because she doesn't join until later.
That's because she's in Oz and asleep. Yeah. Why can I never find the image that I'm looking for when I'm looking for it?
Mike Brady. So, Liana and Paul in Sydney.
Right, so what was the first one? And I've got to get the right version of it. Is it the Seekers version?
The Seekers version, yeah.
Of?
Advance Australia Fair. It's their national anthem.
Right. Oh, there's only one. So it must be the right one. Do you know, there's nothing worse than
only had the first one, Nina. Second one is postponed. I had a text from the GP the Thursday before Christmas asking me to ring them to book an appointment for the vaccine. I called them and they gave me an appointment for 2 days later. I think it could have been due to my underlying medical conditions. Joe was also invited for one, but had already had his at the Countess of Chester Hospital with the rest of the staff.
Me works in a care home, so that's a P1.
I don't think we're saying anything out of turn there, because it's on the Brooklands.
It's on the Brooklands group.
Yes, and most of you are members of that.
Why are people desperate for this vaccine? Other people deserve it first who are on the front line. I can't emphasise this enough.
Well, while we're listening on my walk, we're doing Sunday as one of the group comes out of lockdown this morning. Somewhere went into lockdown. Was it Brisbane? Somewhere went into lockdown with one case.
That was because it was the new variant.
Ah.
But, you know, that's why their death rate is a million times less than ours.
Yeah.
Because you're sensible. You've got quarantine centres and all kinds of stuff. So, yes, it was Brisbane. One case and that was it. You wonder how the one case got in, though, when you've got quarantine in place. And just one case rather than a cluster of cases. Doesn't make sense, but
if I go and open up the chat box on Brooklands and type first in beat Johnny, beat Simon, do you think they'll understand what we're talking about?
No, I think you should go in and say hello and welcome, everybody.
P.S. Be nice. P.S. first in.
Just be nice, Mike. Behave yourself. Brisbane are trying to get on top straight away. I wish we'd taken that approach last year. I really do. We could have done so much more. And now we're getting... You remember those... If you were in the UK in the 80s, do you remember the AIDS ads? Yeah. When AIDS would, it was just... I won't even say it at its peak. When it was first coming out and people were like, oh, you know, they were really edgy about it. They put these adverts out and they were terrifying. There must be children from the 80s who are still terrified by these ads. They were like dark and gloomy, Hammer House of Horror style, with a huge gravestone that said AIDS on it. And it kind of fell forward.
Probably on YouTube.
You'll probably find it on YouTube.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
It said, don't die of ignorance. So basically, they were sending out these brochures to every household in the country about how to protect yourself against AIDS. Well, they're basically trying it again with this, only this time it's Chris Whitty, who's such a quiet gentleman, basically telling you, please stay home. But people aren't. We are only 6 days into this lockdown. And people are not staying home. Considering this lockdown is going to be in place till the 31st of March with a review halfway through February, it's a joke. No one is staying at home. Well, we are, obviously. But people are just behaving as normal. We're never going to get rid of this. I swear we're not. Thank you, Pete. Thank you. Let's see if there are another 300 before it's all over. Pete, don't even think it. Although, having said that, Jonathan said we've taken the padding, that's the zero at the beginning, so we could have 9,999, by which time I'm hoping it'll be sorted out. Did we get a date on when 9,999 would be? Because I think I was going to be in the 90s.
I think we did. It was 2023, I think.
No, it's more than that. For 10,000 days.
Oh, 10,000 days.
9,999.
Yeah, I think I did. This says those dog bones are no longer available. Now, whether that means she won't get any or not, I don't know.
She's not going to be a happy dog if you've ordered something. What is it? What? Just let me vent. Can you imagine, right, when people are out of stock of something, it's usually because people are buying it. Who is buying lettuce and dog bones? Are they making some kind of perverse salad with it? Lettuce and dog bones. God, I could understand the toilet paper more than that.
I've got an answer to that.
No. The two items that are in short supply this week, lettuce of any kind, apart from the naked one, and dog bones. And look what you've done, Mike.
What?
What do you mean there's no dog bones, Daddy?
Mummy was ranting on your behalf.
What's Lola? Right. 9,999 days from 15th of March 2020. Ta-da! There you go. It's the 31st of July 2047. Oh my God, I'll be 80. Oh, no, that's not good.
What?
29 years. Oh, Kim. Yeah, I will. No. Doesn't everyone eat lettuce? No, Kim. Tradition in the UK, people tend to want something warm and filling. So things in the... I mean, plus the fact it's absolutely freezing. People make jokes here about salads. So while there are some health freaks who would maybe live on salad, like Mike and I, no, there aren't many people who would be buying salad at this time of the year. Only, at the moment, they are. I don't know why. Unless it's that thing in the beginning of the year. You know, the health kick at the beginning of the year. So literally, the lettuce is off the planet at the moment. The demand for lettuce is sky high. Come next week, you won't be able to move in the supermarkets for lettuce because no one will be buying it. I think that's what could happen. I am thinking that could potentially happen. Now why is it going crazy? My machine is going crazy. I'm about to check why. What are you doing? No, you finished doing all of that, so there's nothing there. Oh, it's calming down a bit. At the moment, the thing that's sending my machine crazy the most seems to be Firefox. And Firefox is supposed to be, you know, a nice light browser. I don't think so. It's Firefox that's sending it crazy. Is our lettuce grown off island? I would suggest it probably is. It could be to do with imports after Brexit, although that's gone without issue at the moment. There have been a few fines because people haven't got the right paperwork. But because of the lockdown, there's been less pressure on the ports. So technically speaking, there should be more bandwidth for food to come in and out, because we export as well. Things like Scottish fish is a big export. I think we export cheese as well. Mind you, we also import that. People, getting people transported to other countries shouldn't be happening, but it is. I mean, the ports and airports are not closed. You are supposed to have a COVID test, I think it's 3 clear days before you leave and 3 clear days before you come back to make sure you are COVID free. But the freight transport should be taking priority at the moment. So I can't see it really being that. And like I say, I would say in this country, maybe 10% eat a salad, but the majority of people would turn their nose up at a salad. This was when it became funny in the what constituted a, what was it? What do they call it? A substantial meal. The pubs had to close unless they provided a substantial meal. But what's a substantial meal? And it then got down to the fact that a Scotch egg is a substantial meal. Now, we discussed Scotch eggs a while back. A Scotch egg is in no way a substantial meal, for crying out loud. But for government purposes, it turned into, yes, a Scotch egg was enough. That caused a rush on Scotch eggs. I'm not even joking here. If you can imagine, let me get a picture of a Scotch egg. Maybe something like that one. Let's get that down there. But a Scotch egg is something that you would serve with something. It would either be a starter, I would suggest, or you would put it maybe with a salad or something like that. But the pubs wanted to open and they wanted to know basically what was the minimum thing they could serve and it be considered a substantial meal. And a Scotch egg was what was suggested, and the government had to go with it. So that's what a Scotch egg looks like. But if you can imagine that on a plate, it's not really a substantial meal, is it? Then they said a pie wasn't a substantial meal. Now, by comparison to a Scotch egg, I would suggest a pie is a substantial meal. But they said a pie wasn't a substantial meal unless it was served with a salad, which again caused a rush on salad that nobody ate. So they served the pies with the salad. And nobody ate the salad, because you don't serve a pie with salad. It's ridiculous. But that's what the government said. So we all have to sit and smile, don't we? So 300 shows in. What's your highlight from Marooned? I think mine's got to be the lady pipe.
Yes.
The lady pipe and all the things about the canoe. Because there seem to be a lot of ladies in canoes looking for lady pipes. I have no idea why they would be doing that, but apparently that's what they were doing. So the lady pipe's got to be high, high, high up there. Now, you see, Kim loves salad with a lot of fixings. I love salad. I didn't. I remember going to school. I'd never had a salad. In my first 5 years of life, Dad was not into that kind of food, so Mum didn't bother making a salad. And I gets to school and they served this salad. Now, one, it was vile. This salad was vile. And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, it's leaves. Why are people eating leaves? So I went home and I told Mum, and she then explained what a salad was. And I said, but it was horrible. And it was one of these salads where it was thrown together. It really was. It didn't have all the niceties with it. I mean, when we have a salad, there's all sorts in it. We've got cucumber and celery, radish. What else do we put in it, Mike? Spring onions.
Pepper,
mushrooms,
tomatoes,
yep.
Olives,
black olives, green olives. So when we make a salad, it's a really nice salad. It's a really nice meal. But this thing at school had like two leaves on it that looked like they'd been kicked around the playground. I think it had like half a tomato, but the tomato was literally on the cusp. It what the next step was mould. It was that soggy. And what else did they put with it that constituted a salad? There was one other item, I can't remember what it was. I think probably some kind of shriveled piece of ham. And that passed for a meal. Not for me, it didn't. I don't think that would pass now. I like a salad, but it has to be a decent salad. What we tend to do in this country with salad, and I hate this, everything comes with croutons. So it'll say with garlic croutons, with brown roasted crouton. Can we just hold the bread? Let's not smother a salad with bread. So I have to say to them, and I want it without the croutons, which kicked it off, didn't it, at the Province Hotel, where I had told them that I had a gluten allergy and I needed it without the croutons. And it was, yeah, that's no problem. It turned up, fair enough, no croutons on it. I started eating it, and what they must have done was take the croutons off it because they were at the bottom. So I then had croutons on my plate, which I couldn't get anywhere near. So I then had to stop eating it. So when the guy came round to take the plate away, I pointed this out and said, when I order without croutons, I mean without croutons. I do not mean you fish them out and then leave half of them on the plate. I've got an allergy. Now, if they'd done that with a nut allergy and somebody had collapsed. So I got a big apology. The next night, because we were there for like 3 nights. First night was fabulous. Do you remember that meal in the restaurant? But the second night, the maitre d' came over and had actually gone out and got special gluten bread to make up for it and serve me personally and made sure there was no problem. Oh, I'm loving this. Lady Pipes for sure in the fellowship. You are a fellow. You are a fellow of Marooned. Simon didn't have salads until he was in his 30s. It's a British thing, that, isn't it, Simon? We weren't at school. Every day there was chips, but you might get a salad like once a fortnight. And Kim may never get over Mike's sex app. No, I don't think the rest of us will.
It wasn't a sex app.
Mike, it was.
It measures your steps.
That's enough. Stop right there.
If you took away the wrong takeaway, then I failed as a trainer.
Mike.
But that gives me an idea for next week.
Oh, dear me. What have we done? Oh, no. Oh, Jonathan's back. Hello, Jonathan.
It's going to be a very short block of data, though, isn't it?
Don't. Mike, stop digging. When in a hole, stop digging. Right. So, hang on. Jonathan's back. Pre-recorded live tutorial. Not impressed. Oh, no. And you love Scotch eggs. I love Scotch eggs. Scotch eggs are nice. They really are. But you don't like it when people drown a salad in dressing. I have very little in the way of dressing. We used to be able to buy garlic salt. And it was like rock salt, but it had like a garlic flavour to it. And it was gorgeous. But unfortunately, it's not sold in Tesco's, Sainsbury's, Morrison's. Basically, anybody who delivers, not sold. So Mike said a few months ago, this is the last bottle. Looking at it, right, we're going to have to make it last. Anyway, after that, I said to him, I've got a plan. So I got him to order a certain kind of salt. Then I got some garlic powder. Then I got some mixed herbs. And I put a concoction together. It's not obviously quite like the other one, but it's passable. It's passable. It's a good alternative. Oh, not pine nuts, no. I do like cashew nuts in a salad, but we've got a bit of a shortage of those at the moment as well. But pine nuts, no, they're a definite no. Definite no to pine nuts, I'm afraid. The average salad you got as an accompaniment in restaurants in the 70s and 80s was so pathetically undermined the whole concept. That's the point. It did more harm than good. I mean, I would look at this salad at school. I remember my mum saying to me, well, don't eat it. I'll give you a sandwich box with some sandwiches in. It was vile. Oh, it was vile. It's not that salads per se are vile, but they have to be done right and done badly. Oh, no. And they were shocking. You were quite right. People want what the people want. Simon saw the light and realises what a good salad is, a real treat. It is, if it's done right. We have a place around the corner called Sam Brooks. And they do change the menu every now and then, but they do have like 3 or 4 really nice salads on, if we ignore the croutons, which, you know, they've been told take them off. Don't put them on. Never mind, take them off. And it's like, instead of a plate, it's like a smaller bowl, but it's got different kinds of lettuce in it. It's, I think, what was mine? Was it bacon and, is it bacon and cheese? It's like a slice of bacon that's all chopped up and then like cheese sprinkled on the top of it. And it's nice. It's really nice and it's filling. Oh, no. Everybody likes pine nuts apart from me. I can't bear pine nuts. I really can't bear them. No. It tastes like furniture. That's the nearest I can get to it and why I don't like it. But Scotch eggs. Oh, Scotch eggs are very, very nice. Oh. It's a place in Lake District that only did Scotch eggs. Flavoured them in many ways. This is what we need. This is definitely what we need. Scotch eggs are nice, but they do also do really cheap ones. And I would say the really cheap ones, not quite so nice. But done right, a Scotch egg is absolutely gorgeous. But on its own, would you say it was a meal? I would say it was an accompaniment. But not a whole meal. I've never gone in anywhere, put it like this. And on the menu, you've got a Scotch egg. On its own, on a plate, until COVID. And then, that's a meal. I hope they're serving that in that restaurant. You know, the one that's subsidised at Parliament, which is disgusting, that. I do hope that they've got a Scotch egg in there and that's all they're allowed. That would do me nicely, that. There's also a place in the Lake District, you know, that is a chocolate place, a bit like Tracy was talking about. It's a chocolatier, and just looking in the window, you'd put a stone on. I swear you would. But it looks nice. I didn't partake. It looks nice.
2.5 minutes.
Okay, I'm putting some things in, so I'm not going to be without. There's some good ones in here. I see Frank's got in early with a trio. Oh, dear, dear. Right, let's go. Let's grab that and put that one in as well. Oh, what else have we done in the last 300 shows? Well, we've actually... it started after. After we started Marooned, we started By Request. So that's happened in that time as well. Has anybody picked the one I mentioned before, Mike?
No, I'll stick them in.
No, not that one. The one. Can't believe nobody's requested
No. The
theme to Skippy the Kangaroo. I mean, what an oversight is this? Oh, there are some good ones in here, though, so you've been warned. But there's also some from Frank. And his trio is the worst song. So that's going to be really fun there. Good grief. There's lots of people requested some of these, isn't there? Oh, it'll be fabulous. When we pick a topic, it's always like, will we get enough? Will we get enough? And then they come rolling in like, oh, never thought of that one. Or that one. So we've got quite sufficient, I would say. Quite sufficient. Which is excellent. So I hope, thank you, Kim. Thank you. I'll be fine. I just seem to need more sleep at the moment. I don't like January. Never have liked January. Too much I've got to do in January. Once I get to February, I'm pretty much fine. But January's like, oh, I've got all this stuff to do. The once a year stuff or the once a quarter stuff. Anyway, we will be saying from show 300, good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.